சிவானந்த லகரி, ஸ்லோகா 62. ஆனந்தாஸ்ருபிராதனோதி புலகம் நைர்மல்ய தச்சாதனம் வாசாசங்க முகே ஸ்திதைஸ்ச ஜடரா பூர்த்திம் சரித்ராமிருதைஹி ருத்ராக்ஷைர் வசிதேன தேவ வபுஷோ ரக்ஷாம்பவத் பாவனா பர்யங்கே விநிவேஷ்ய பக்தி ஜனனி பக்தார்பகம் ரக்ஷதி. So the Acharya is calling Bhakti as mother. Deva, Deva, third line. Deva, O Lord, addressing the Lord. Bhakti Janani, the mother, called devotion. Bhakti is now visualized as mother, devotion. Anandashribihi, Anandashribihi, Bhakti, what she does? It bathes with tears of joy. It bathes me with tears of joy. I am overcome with emotion. So, mother of devotion nurses. She nurses the baby. Anandash Pulakam. Pulakam, the person feels enthralled, overjoyed. The person gets horripilation, goosebumps, all kinds of things because of emotional outburst. Nairmalyataha Chadanam. The person with using a pure mind, Nirmalyam. The mind which is a pure mind dresses the baby. She uses the clean and the pure mind to dress the baby. And jatarapurthim, the jatarapurthim, the jataragni in the stomach. It is always wanting something or the other to eat because it is hungry. So she feeds and fills that stomach of the child with what? Charitramrithaihi, with the amritam, with all the nectar of the divine glories of the Lord, so many stories of the Lord. And vacha shankha mukhe sthitaischa, and what kind of words she uses, the words, they come out of the mouth of the conch shell. This is nothing but the Vedas, all the Veda vakyas, Shastra vakyas, that's what they are using in glorifying the Lord. And rudrakshaihi basitena vapusho raksham, and she protects the body. Vapuhu means body. She protects the body with what? Rudrakshamala and Vibhuti. The holy Vibhuti and Rudrakshamala. Atanoti, and takes care of the devotee child. This child with so much of care. And Tvad Bhavana Paryanke Vinivesya. And then what she did? She placed the child in the cradle of your memory of the Lord. And Bhaktar Bhakam Rakshati, and protects the child with every aspect to reflect devotion. So the Lord, she is, the devotee is praying to the Lord, O Deva, mother devotion is the one who is nursing me. She is nursing her baby, the devotee. She lays him on the cot, on the bed of your contemplation, on the cradle of your contemplation. And she causes, Bhakti causes emotional outbursts of joy and covers the person with purity, the dress as purity, and feeds the baby with the amritam of your stories, your charitamritam, the divine glory of the Lord. And through what? In the mouth of the conch shell of the Vedas, through the Shastras, through the Vedas, as expounded in the Vedas, and protects the body of the baby with Rudrakshamala and also with Vibhuti. So that is the imagination of the Acharya about the Bhakti. And so Kantavaroda Romancha Ashrubihi Parasparam Alapamanaha. So this Alapa is done with what? With the expression of the throat is not, you know, it's not, it just gets stuck there, doesn't come out because the emotion is so much. It doesn't come out. Words don't come out, they get stopped at the throat itself. And also all the hair, they are all, you know, goosebumps are getting all over the body. And parasparam, the devotees between themselves, they exchange the glories of the Lord. They talk about nothing other than the Lord's glories, all the things only they, and the when the devotees, when they exchange the expression of bhakti like that, bhavayantim, what they do, kulani prithivimscha. So such a people, they, such bhaktas, they purify their kulam, the entire race of whatever family they come from, and also the entire year, when the expression of bhakti is like that. So this is in Narada Bhakti Sutra, says that. So the expression of bhakti, if it is in to that magnitude, it will purify the entire race, the entire family of so many generations. Shloka 63. Marga vartita paduka pashupatehe angasya kurchayatehe gandha గండూషాంబుభిచై విషేచనం పురరిపోహం దివ్యాభిషేకాయతే కించిద్ భక్షిత మాంసశేష కబలం నవ్యోపహారాయతే భక్తి కిం న కరోత్యహో వనచరః భక్తావతం సాయతే. ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ శ్లోక, అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఎ వెరీ పాపులర్ శ్లోక ఆల్సో ఇన్ శివానంద లహరి. And the Sakama Bhakti, that is, requires, actually when people, Bhakti, as we said earlier, could be divided into two categories. One is called the Sakama Bhakti, another is called the Nishkama Bhakti. And Sakama Bhakti, that requires the observation of all rules and regulations when a person wants to do any ritual. If you do a ritual or, you know, practice Bhakti expecting something from the Lord, then lot of rules and regulations have to be followed. Anushtanas, acharas, everything have to be followed. So bhakti practiced for worldly benefits, that is called sakama bhakti, all these rules have to be implicitly followed. Then only the desired benefit would come. For example, the time of the puja, type of naivedyam to be prepared, number of priests, the parayanam to be done, the pronunciation, the dakshina to be given at the end, all should be followed. But when it is Nishkama Bhakti, wherein Bhakti is meant for only purification of mind, Chitta Shuddhi, then the attainment of knowledge, and for Ishvara himself, for the sake of Ishvara himself, that is called Nishkama Bhakti, and that is called Avyabhicharini Bhakti, Jignyasu Bhakti. This Jignyasu Bhakti, we already are familiar with that in the Gita Shlokas. Then even the violation of rules happens unwillingly. Willingly violating has no excuse anywhere. Unwillingly, if some rules were violated, that does not matter. It is forgiving. That is why Krishna said in the Gita, Patram, Pushpam, Palam, Toyam, Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. That's what he said. So, Nishkamataya Prayachati, Tadaham Bhaktyupakritam, Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. So, if it is given Nishkamataya, without expecting anything in the turn. So, the essence of this shloka 63, actually in of the 9th chapter of Gita, that is what Krishna, Acharya, Sangharacharya is bringing out in this particular popular shloka here. And there is a story given in this shloka. This is a story given especially in the southern, in the Tamil Nadu, very popular. This is called the story of Kannappa Nayanar, one of the greatest devotees of the Lord in South India, very popular. And it is the story of a hunter by the name Kannappa, who later got the name Kannappa Nayanar because of his bhakti. And in the outskirts of his village, this is how the story goes, there was a Shiva temple. The village where he lived, there was a Shiva temple. And a priest, regularly he used to go and worship and do puja and all. And Kannappa also wanted to do it. Unfortunately, he does not have all the materials and all vessels, whatever is needed for doing the puja, he does not have any of them. He cannot make all kinds of naivedyam and also, because he is a hunter, he does not even know what naivedyams are to be prepared. He is maybe a pakka non-vegetarian hunter. So what does he do? Since he has no abhisheka patram vessels, he carries the water for abhishekam where? In his mouth. So, Gandushambu, Gandusha means mouth, Ambu means water. So, he spits out the water that he brings out in his mouth on the Shivalinga for Abhisheka. Normally, we consider the contact of even a drop of saliva as ashaucha, not something, you know, which we'll prefer to do it. Imagine carrying water itself in the mouth and doing it for Abhisheka. And he could have carried the water perhaps in his hand, but the hand was already occupied with other things, with the piece of meat, which he has half eaten. He has already eaten the meat and tasted that. So he has kept it as an offering. It is in his hand. And the Lord was very happy with his devotion, not the devotion of the pujari who does puja every day. who was observing all the rules. The pujari was observing all the rules, but Lord was not that happy with him, but he was happy with this person. So he wanted to test his bhakti. So one day when the hunter went there, he found the blood oozing out of one of the eyes of the Shivalinga, the place where the eyes may be there, you know, figuratively. And he thought, Shivalinga, he lost his eye. The Lord lost his eye. And thought of offering his own eye. So he scooped out his eye with his arrow and placed it in the place where blood was coming out, oozing out. At once the blood stopped. I stopped to ooze out. So he was so happy that his eye replacement therapy worked successfully with the Lord. So eye donation started right from that time perhaps. And as he was feeling very happy and started to do his puja, whatever ritual he wanted to do, blood started to ooze out from the other side of the Shivalinga, other eye of the Lord also perhaps. So he decided to take his other eye to keep it in the Lord's face. Then he had a problem. What problem he had? If I take the other eye also, how will I find where the Shivalinga is and the position where the eye has to be fitted? That was his problem. So he looked for some mark and found his own slippers, his own chappal. They were there. So all are consistent violation of the rules of the puja. So in spite of following all the don'ts of the puja, he became the greatest devotee. So what he did? He took the slippers, the dirty worn out slipper perhaps, and he kept it on the top of the Shivalinga as a mark of the Shivalinga, where the Shivalinga could be found. And when he was about to remove the other eye, as the story goes, that Lord Shiva himself appeared and blessed him and took him to his abode. And we should remember all the previous things such as I mentioned earlier, Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, and Sayujya, all those various stages. So the Lord blessed him with Sayujyam. So this Kannappanayana story, the Acharya gives here to show that what when bhakti is intense, even the rules become secondary. So that does not mean we can take it as an allowance and start following all kinds of violations. No, it should be taken in that spirit only. And he says, Marga Vartita Paduka. Marga Vartita Paduka, a worn out slipper. Marga means, Marga Vartita means a worn out slipper. Because he has been using it day in and day out. So it is all worn out. Such a paduka, such a slippers. Angasya Kurchayate. That serves as the kurcha. Kurcha means the area between the eyebrows. So in this context, maybe we can take it as the forehead. So that becomes the indicator of the forehead of the Lord. So he places the slippers in that area. So old worn out slipper serves as a mark for the forehead of the Lord. In the case of his devotee, Kannappa, not for everybody. And the Acharya does not name the devotee in the shloka. We have to know this story, then only we can relate to that. But because in Tamil Nadu, this story is common, popular, I am relating to that story. Similarly, Gandu Shambu Nishechanam, spitting out the water from the mouth. So he has, already I told, Gandusha means the mouth, the throat. And he has got the water kept there and he is spitting it on the Gandu Shambu Nishechanam, pouring out the mouthful of water, spitting it on the head of Shivalinga as Abhishekam. Divya Abhishekayate, that becomes the holy Abhisheka to the Lord. Divya Abhishekam, special Abhishekam to the Lord. Puraripuhu, Shiva is called here Puraripuhu, the destroyer of the Tripura Rakshasas. We have, you know, Puranam Ripuhu Nashakaha. So Puraripuhu, not only that, and we already saw the story of the Tripura Samhara Shiva story earlier in another shloka. So we don't have to go through that story again. And what is the naivedyam he is bringing? Kinchit bakshita mamsa sesha kabalam. A piece of meat. Mamsa sesha means a piece of meat which has been half eaten already. It's a sesha. It's not fresh. It is already eaten by him. A leftover meat after his eating. And Swamiji says, you cannot give food even to someone, even from the fridge. Keeping the food in the fridge and then giving to somebody, even that is considered not very polite and good. Maybe okay for the Lord, it should be freshly cooked because Even Naivedyam, all the time, it should be supposed to be very fresh and should be offered fresh food only. But Kannappa, he gives half-eaten meat. But it is not criticized, but it is glorified. Because the bhakti is nishkama bhakti. It is glorified. And navyam upakararyate. So, now it becomes the fresh offering. Navya, fresh, new, as if it is freshly cooked. So, that becomes the fresh upakara, becomes a fresh offering. Like Sabari in Ramayana, she offered to Rama. Every fruit she offered, she tasted herself. And whatever was not tasting good, she threw it. Whatever was tasting good, only she offered. From this, what is the conclusion we should make? Normally, people will say, we can do anything and everything. That is not the moral of the story. You know, it's like, you know, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a reading there. You know, Yajnavalkya has a story. There's a story of Yajnavalkya there in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And from this story, what do you understand? Yajnavalkya has got two wives. Therefore, it is perfectly all right. That is not the conclusion one should make. From this story, what lesson should be learned? That is very, very important. So, here the idea is what? Bhaktihi kim na karoti. Sincere devotion. Whatever is a sincere devotion, it can transform even a tamasic worship into a most sattvic worship. Kannappa's worship is the most tamasic worship one can think of. Because he was offering meat, you know, ahimsa is completely banned. And this person is killing an animal and giving the meat of that after himself eating it and spitting on the head of the Lord and keeping the leg on his on the eye and also putting the slippers. All those things, all are violations. But even though all those things are there, but Om Tat Sat mantra actually mentioned in the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. You do everything and Om Tat Sat will take care of everything else. So that is the kind of bhakti. Since sincere devotion can transform even the most tamasic worship into the most sattvic worship. And here the hunter who offers such a worship, he becomes the greatest devotee. Bhakta avatam sayate. Avatam saha means ornament. He becomes the ornament of bhakti. He becomes among ornament among devotees, many devotees. Means what? He becomes a great devotee. He becomes a gem of a devotee. Therefore, change the quality of bhakti is the idea. Whatever bhakti we are trying to do, the quality of bhakti should change. It should be very sincere. It should be deep down from the heart. It should be a nishkama bhakti. It should be for the bhakti's sake only. And such a bhakti, actually Krishna says in the chapter 9, 30th sloka, api chetsu duracharaha bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureshu satmantavyaha samyak vyavasito hisaha. That's what the Lord says there. So such a bhakti, when a person practices such a bhakti, the Lord will very gladly accept. So nishkamataya, that bhakti is considered the very highest bhakti, and that is what is alluded to in this sloka. Shloka 64. Vakshastadana mantakasya katina pasmarasam mardanam pubrut paryatanam namatsurashiraha kotira sangarshanam karmedam mrudulasya tavakapata dvandvasya gauripate macheto manipaduka viharanam shambho sadangi kuru. Gauripate, oh, concert of Gauri. Gauripati, Gauripate means Parvatipate. In what activity are your feet engaged? The devotee is wondering what your feet are doing. Murudulasya tavaka pata dvandvasya karma. The action of your tender feet. Murudulasya, tender feet of karma. What is the action, what it is doing? Antakasya Vakshastadanam. Antaka means the lord of death, Yamadharma Raja. It is engaged in kicking at the chest of lord of death, Yamadharma Raja. And the story of Markandeya, we are all maybe familiar with that. So Markandeya was supposed to be only up to age 16. He was supposed to live. And so when Yamadutas, when they all came to take the life of Markandeya, and Markandeya was engaged in the worship of Lord Shiva. So that's what he was doing, Shiva Puja. సో ది యమదూతాస్ కుడ్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ హీఈస్ డూయింగ్ శివ పూజ. సో యమ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కేమ్ బికాస్ అట్ ది అపాయింటెడ్ టైమ్ హీఈస్ కాలహ, హీ హాస్ టు కమ్ అండ్ డిశ్చార్జ్ హిస్ డ్యూటీ. సో హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కేమ్. సో వాట్ హీ డిడ్, హీ త్రూ హిస్ పాష హిస్ రోప్ టు పుల్ మార్కండేయ. మార్కండేయ వాస్ యు నో హీ వాస్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ ద వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ శివ. నార్మలీ పీపుల్ సే హీ వాస్ హగ్గింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ ఆఫ్ శివ. సో హీ త్రూ ది పాష టు పుల్ మార్కండేయ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్. అట్ దాట్ టైమ్ లార్డ్ శివ హీ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద శివలింగ అండ్ హీ కిక్డ్ యమధర్మరాజ యాస్ ఇట్ వర్ అండ్ బ్లెస్డ్ మార్కండేయ టు బీ ఎవర్ 16. అండ్ దిస్ భక్త హూ ఈస్ సో ఇంగ్రాస్ ఇన్ శివ భక్తి, దిస్ హీ ఈస్ సో సాడ్ ఫార్ వాట్ దట్ ద లార్డ్స్ ఫీట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ హర్ట్ వెన్ హీ కిక్డ్ ది యమ హూ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు బీ వెరీ హార్డ్ వెరీ రఫ్ అండ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్. సచ్ ఎ యమధర్మరాజ వెన్ హీ కిక్డ్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ద చెస్ట్, హిస్ చెస్ట్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు బీ రఫ్ అండ్ హార్డ్, హిస్ టెండర్ ఫీట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ హర్ట్. సో హీ ఈస్ సో సాడ్ దట్ శివాస్ ఫీట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ హర్ట్. సో హీ ఫీల్స్ సాడ్ అబౌట్ దిస్. సో కఠిన అపస్మార సంవర్ధనం. అండ్ దిస్ నెక్స్ట్ స్టోరీ హియర్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ట్రాంప్లింగ్ ఓవర్ ది హార్డ్ హార్టెడ్ అపస్మార హూ ఈస్ ది ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞాన. అజ్ఞాన ఈస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సో అపస్మార ఈస్ ఎ డిసీజ్ లైక్ ఎపిలెప్సీ. Now we have got epilepsy kind of disease. It is considered as a symbol for ajnana, as ignorance, which destroys knowledge. Ajnana's job is what? To destroy knowledge. So there is also a story in the Tarukavana. The sages, the people who were all doing various tapas and all, they did not know the glory of Lord Shiva. So what they wanted to do? They wanted to hurt the Lord, and for that they performed an ajnana. And from that yajna, a dwarf-like being came out. It is called Muyalaka, which came to be known as Apasmara. And when he pounced on the Lord pushed him down and pressed him under his feet. Actually, in the Nadaraja's Murti, when we see a Nadaraja Vigraha, we can see Apasmara at the feet of the Lord. So, Bhubrit Pariyatana. So, In traveling in all the mountains, the Lord is traveling. So this is the second story that's over. And now the Lord is traveling in all the mountains. And Kotira Sangarshanam. He is, beside all the crowns. Kotiram is crowns. The crown studded with all these jewels. So he is beside all those crowns. Namat Surashiraha. Where are these crowns coming from? All these diamond crowns, they come from the heads of the devas. And what are they doing? They are doing namaskaram to the Lord. So they are doing namaskaram to the Lord, and their hard kritam studded with all these hard stones like gemstones. So they are all touching the feet of the Lord. O Shambho, O Lord, Sada Angi Kuru. What do you do? Always recognize and be pleased to do what to me? Mad chetaha mani patuka viharanam. To wear the gem-studded shoes of my mind and travel. Because you are traveling to so many places. In all those places, you please make sure that you wear my mind as your slippers. And travel everywhere with that mind. Meaning what? My mind should be always at the feet of the Lord. So that is the extent of bhakti bhakta is portraying here. So please make it that way. So the person who is engrossed in so much of bhakti, for him even the Lord's feet seems to have been hurt when he tried to kick Yamadharmaraja. He now, even though Yamadharmaraja, by kicking him, he gave Markandeya a full life, but he is so sad for that thing. So the creation of all, for this particular bhakta, this extent of bhakti, these are all various bhavas of bhakti. As I told, the Navavida bhakti right in the beginning, and also the bhakti portrayed by Narada Bhakti Sutras. So they all give lot of accolades to various emotional ways of expression of bhakti. But we have to still go through Eka Bhakti, Aneka Bhakti, all those things. We should keep it in mind when we do go through all these shlokas. Shloka 65. వక్షస్థాడన శంకయా విచలితౌ విచలితో వైవస్వతో నిర్జరాహా కోటీరోజ్వలరత్న దీపకలికా నీరాజనం కుర్వతే దృష్ట్వా ముక్తివధూస్తనోతి నివృతాశ్లేషం భవానీ పతే సచ్చేతస్తవ పాద పద్మ భజనం తస్యేహ కిం దుర్లభం. Again, the devotee is now giving his expression of bhakti. Yachyataha, whose mind? Any devotee whose mind? Tava pada padma bhajanam. It sings the glory of your lotus feet. Pada padma bhajanam. Whatever whomsoever devotee's mind does that. Bhavani pate. Here addressing the Lord as the husband of Bhavani. We already saw the significance of the word Bhavani in a shloka earlier. Tasya, for that person, iha durlabham kim, what is impossible is there for that person to attain in this janma. Iha vaivasvataha vichalitaha, the god of death. Vaivasvataha means the son of Vivaswan. Vivaswan manu, son of Vivaswan is vaivasvataha Yamadharmaraja. He runs away. Why? Vakshasthadana sankhaya, because he is afraid you are going to kick him at his chest. So that Yamadharmaraja cannot approach such a devotee. So you will kick him at his chest. So he is afraid of that and he is running away. Kotira ujvalaha ratna deepakalika. The kotiram, all the crowns studded with all those diamonds and all that. The lights shining in those jeweled crowns of who? Of the nirajanam nirjara kurvate. Nirjaraha means devas. Jara means old age. The devas are not supposed to have old age and all that thing. So all the janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, you know, they also will have mrityu compared to us. It's a very long life. That's all. So they have no jara. So nirjaraha. So all these devas, they are offering as a karpura harati. What? These gem-studded crowns of the devas. When they are doing namaskaram to you, they appear as if they are doing nirajanam to you. So nirjaraha. And muktivaduhu, muktivaduhu means mukti, mukti is liberation, moksha. She is now, moksha is now considered here as a bride. Vadhu means bride, a person to be married. So muktivaduhu, what she does? Nibrita ashlesham karoti. She folds him in tight embrace. Mukti, mukti, the lady mukti, bride mukti, is now embracing this person. When drishtva, when she sees such a person, when she sees such a person engrossed in such a bhakti towards you, O Lord Shiva, mukti, liberation comes to him directly and hugs him. And the moment she sees him. So the devotee whose mind is set at the lotus feet of the Lord, for him, like Markandeya, he has no yamabhaya. Mrityubhayam is not there. Because Mrityunjaya Shiva is protecting him. He attains a position even higher than that of the devatas. And the gem-studded crowns of the devas, why higher status than even the devas? Because he is at the feet of the Lord. And the gem-studded crowns of the devas, when they do namaskaram to the Lord, it appears as if they are doing karpura harati to this devotee who is attached to the feet of the Lord. So that's how it appears. So liberation or moksha, it comes to him spontaneously for such a person. But again, we all have to take this all with a proper understanding. By bhakti, one cannot go to moksha at all. I have already told this many times. Karma, bhakti and all will enable a person to get only chitta shuddhi, the purity of mind. After that, he has to go to jnana marga. Chitta naishchalyam has to be. So karma and karma yoga and upasana will give him the qualifications. But he has to go to jnana marga, do shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. All those things he should do to gain jnana. So that is, we are not talking about that here. So when we talk about moksha here, moksha liberation, it is not that moksha. We are talking about here sayujyam, at best with the Lord. And actually in Mundaka Upanishad, there is a beautiful passage that says, yamyam lokam manasa samvibhati vishuddha sattvaha kamayate yamsya kaman tamtam lokam jayate tams. Tamsya kamane tasmat atmagyam ki archayet bhuti kamaha. That's what it says. So the person with pure heart, a person who is now a purified heart, whatever punyalokas that person wants to go, எம்எம் லோக்கம் மனசா சம்விபாதி, வாட் எவர் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு கோ, வாட் எவர் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு அட்டைன், வாட் எவர் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஹி வாண்ட் டு என்ஜாய், ஹி கெய்ன்ஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம். ஸோ தோஸ் டிசைரஸ் ஆஃப் சச் பாக்யம், ஆல் தோஸ் பீப்புள் டிசைர் தே ஷுட் வர்ஷிப் த ஆத்மஜானி, ஆத்மஜானி ஸோ அண்ட் லார்ட் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். ஸோ சச் எ பர்சன் வென் தே டூ சர்வீஸ் டு ஹிம், such a great guru, such a great jnani, when they do service to him, they get whatever they desire. All those things, tannamayityupasita namyante esmai kamaha, that's what Upanishad says. When a person does namaskara with that kind of an attitude, then all the kamas, namyante esmai kamaha, all kamas, whatever he desires, they come and fall at his feet. They are ready to serve him anytime he wants. So it's a very good poetic imagination of Shiva Bhakti. Shloka 66. Kidartham srijasi prapanjam akilam krida mrigaste janah yat karma charitam maya cha bhavatah rityai bhavatyeva tat shambho swasya kutuhalasya karanam macheshtitam nischitam தஸ்மான் மாமகரக்ஷணம் பசுபதே கர்த்தவ்யமேவ த்வயா. மாமகரக்ஷணம் பசுபதே கர்த்தவ்யமேவ, இட் இஸ் யுவர் டியூட்டி டு ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ, இட் இஸ் யுவர் டியூட்டி ஓ சம்போ, லார்ட் சம்பு. கிரீடார்த்தம், கிரீடார்த்தம் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஸ்போர்ட், யுவர் பிளே, யுவர் லீலா, வாட் யூ டூ, பிரபஞ்சம் அகிலம் சிருஜதி, யூ கிரியேட் தி என்டையர் வேர்ல்ட் ஃபார் யுவர் ஓன் லீலா. ஆப்தகாமஸ்ய தவ வினா கிரீட கிரீடையா நான்யத் பிரயோஜனம் பஷ்யாமஹ, தட்ஸ் வாட் தி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் சே. வி டோன்ட் சி எனி அதர் பிரயோஜனம் ஃபார் த லார்ட். வை ஷுட் ஹீ கிரியேட் திஸ் என்டையர் பிரபஞ்சம், தெர் இஸ் நோ நீட் ஃபார் எனி, தெர் இஸ் நோ பிரயோஜனம் ஃபார் ஹிம். ஸோ இட் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஓன்லி எ லீலா ஃபார் ஹிம். அண்ட் வை திஸ் லீலா ஹி ஹாஸ் டு டூ ஃபார் த பீப்புள் டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட் தர் கர்ம பலம், தே நீட் எ ஃபீல்ட் for all their karma palam to enjoy or suffer, they need a field. For that, this entire thing is created by the Lord. There is no prayojanam for him directly. We don't see any prayojanam for you at all. That is why Veda Vyasa also said in his Brahma Sutras, he said, lokavattu leela kaivalyam, the universe, creation, all those things, they are just only a leela for you, for the Lord, without any prayojanam for him at all. He has no other reason to create. And here he says, janaha. Janaha means all the people there are. All the people, janaha. Te krida mrigaha. They are all like the animal toys for you. Like, you know, the children will have toys. Like, you know, the one which will look like a deer, an elephant, a lion, a tiger. So these are all like the animal toys. All the janas, all the people, they are all like animal toys for you. Yet maya cha acharitam karma. Whatever karma actions I do, activities I am engaged in, so many activities I am engaged in, tad bhavataha priyate priya eva bhavati pritya eva bhavati. So they are all for your pleasure only. So all actions that we do, they are all for only Parameshwara prityartham or Sriman Narayana prityartham only, all to please the Lord only we do all the action. And mach cheshtitam, whatever engagements you bestow on me, so many things you bestow on me, swasya kutuhalasya karanam, they are karanam means instruments. So all those engagements that you endow on me, with me, they are our instruments for the pleasure of all your devotees, for all of them, for their pleasure. Tasmat pashupate, so therefore, O Lord of all beings, pashupate, mamaka rakshanam tvaya kartavyameva. My protection should indeed be your duty, because you created me for your pleasure, for your joy, for your leela, for your sport. So you have to protect me, because you created me, so you have to protect me. So this is again another expression of his bhakti, leaving everything to the Lord. And again, we have to be careful in understanding all these shlokas. When we leave everything to the Lord, that one should not have a fatalistic attitude. A destiny kind of attitude. Oh my God, everything is Lord will take care. I can do nothing. Everything is lalata likitam. Whatever is written, it is all going to happen like that only. No. See, this is where Vedanta always makes us a big difference. Whatever you do, the first thought to do anything, that is driven by your prarabdha. యువర్ ప్రారబ్ధ ఎనేబుల్స్ యూ టు మేక్ ది ఫస్ట్ థాట్. దే కాల్ సంకల్ప ఇన్ వేదాంత. సో ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ థాట్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్ దట్ యూ కెనాట్ స్టాప్, ఇట్ విల్ కమ్. ప్రారబ్ధ విల్ గెట్ క్రాష్ టు మేక్ యూ టు బ్రింగ్ దట్ థాట్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్. బట్ టు నరిష్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఫ్యాన్ ఇట్ అండ్ బ్రేక్ బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ టు యాక్షన్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇంప్రూవ్ ఇట్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ డన్ బై అవర్ ఫ్రీ విల్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ ది వివేక శక్తి ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు నో వెదర్ దిస్ థాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్ ఫార్ మీ ఆర్ నాట్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గుడ్ ఫార్ మీ, ఐ షుడ్ క్లిప్ ఇట్ రైట్ దెన్, రైట్ అట్ ద థాట్ లెవెల్. The moment it sprouts into even a small, you know, sprout, and it starts to grow, and once it becomes a tree, it is very difficult to cut it. And that is why people who are vivekis, the sankalpa, first thought cannot be stopped, because prarabdha will gate crash on us, it cannot be stopped. But when it comes, the free will should be, buddhi should be used to make sure that it is not faster. So nothing is, we should not think, oh, everything is all returned, Lord is going to take care of everything. Lord will take care of those who only try to take care of themselves. Our effort, prayatnam is important. Devam factor will bless us if there is prayatnam. So all these shlokas should be taken with that awareness. Shloka 67. Bahu vidha paritosha bhashpapuram sputapulakangita charu bhoga bhumim chirapada palakangshi sevyamanam paramasadashiva bhavanam prapadye. So there are simple shlokas. Bahuvida paritoshaha. For varieties of bahuvida. Varieties of paritoshaha means happiness. And bashbapura. For, you know, shedding tears of joy. Emotion. Joy, tears of joy. Sputa pulakangita. And getting all the goosebumps and horripilations, they call it. You know, by emotion, you get all that thing. Goosebumps, we say normally. And charuboga bhumim. To get the bhakti in a very fertile land that's always fresh. Bhakti is always now, you know, sprouting there in that place. Chirapata palakangshi sevyamanam. Worshipped by those people who are desirous of the permanent padavi, sayujyam or moksha padavi with the Lord. For such people, they shed tears of joy. They have, you know, so many varieties of these things they do. They get goosebumps. They get bhakti is so intense in those people. పరమ సదాశివ భావన ప్రపద్యే. సో ఐ సీక్ రెఫ్యూజ్ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ దట్ ఎటర్నల్ సదాశివ, పరమ సదాశివ, దట్ ఎటర్నల్ సదాశివ భావన ప్రపద్యే. ఐ టేక్ రెఫ్యూజ్, ఐ డూ శరణాగతి అంటూ దట్ లార్డ్. సో విత్ సచ్ అ భక్తి, యాక్చువల్లీ కృష్ణ చేసింది భగవద్గీత, యుంజన్నేవం సదాత్మానం యోగి విగత కల్మషః సుఖేన బ్రహ్మ సంస్పర్శం అత్యంతం సుఖం అశ్నుతే. అత్యంతం సుఖం. That person gets such a sukham, that yogi who unites himself with the Lord, he enjoys atyantam sukham, oneness with the Lord, sayujyam with the Lord. So that's what he gains. So this bhakta, when he expresses, the bhakti is expressed in this manner, the expression of bhakti comes in this manner from the heart, that person also enjoys such a great padavi with the Lord. Shloka 68. ఆమితముదమృతం ముహుర్దుహంతి ముహుర్దుహంతి విమల భవత్పత గోష్టభావసంతి కోష్టమావసంతి సదయ పశుపతే సుపుణ్యపాకాం మమ పరిపాలయ భక్తి దేనుమేకాం. భక్తి దేనుహు, దేనుహు ద కా కామధేను. సో సదయ, దయా మీన్స్ ఓ లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ ది దయా, ది స్టోర్ హౌస్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్, కరుణామూర్తి. అడ్రస్సింగ్ ద లార్డ్ అస్ కరుణామూర్తి. ఓ పశుపతేహే, ఓ లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, వాట్ క్యాన్ ఐ, వాట్ ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు డూ టు మీ. మమ భక్తి దేను ఏకాం పరిపాలయ. ప్లీజ్ బీ కైండ్, కైండ్ ఎనఫ్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది కౌ ఆఫ్ మై డివోషన్ టు యూ, ది ఓన్లీ వన్ కౌ. ఐ హ్యావ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ కౌ, అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ కౌ? మై భక్తి ఓన్లీ. సో ప్లీజ్ ట్రై టు ప్రొటెక్ట్, ప్లీజ్ బీ కైండ్ ఎనఫ్ to take care of, to protect my cow of devotion, which is the only cow I have. And what that cow does? Amita muda mrutam mukuhu duhantim. That cow constantly yields the amrutam of happiness over and over, mukuhu. That's what it gives. Amrita muda mrutam mukuhu duhantim. That's what it gives. It yields that milk. And not only that, vimala bhavat పద గోష్టాం గోష్టం ఆవసంతి. సో దట్ కౌ ఇట్ లివ్స్ ఇన్ ది బాండ్, ఇన్ ద స్టేబుల్ of your pure feet. So I have only one cow, that is the bhakti cow. And where does it live? It lives in the bond of your feet. So that is where my bhakti is only at your feet. That's what it means. And supunya pakam, that is the result of my good deeds. Supunya pakam, all the punya, whatever I have done, the result of that, Kamadenu actually is the celestial cow, which is capable of giving whatever is desired. So bhakti is considered such a Kamadenu. And the milk that it gives is the bliss of mukti, mokshaha. That's what it can give. So its abode is the feet of Lord Shiva. So the one who takes care of it is Lord Shiva himself, who is the Pashupati. So that is how the thing is. Again, we have to be careful. When we say the bhakti will give moksha, I already explained what that moksha means. And it is not that moksha, Sachidananda Atmandar, one will not get through bhakti. Only through Jnana Marga one can get. But here, the bhakti is here, you know, praised so much. A person can get even moksha. That means what? He can get Chitta Shuddhi and all the sadhanas required for doing or gaining knowledge, he can develop, and finally he has to go through Jnana Marga. Shloka 69.
Jatata pashuta kalankita kutila charatvam chanasti mayi deva asti yadi raja maule avadhabaranasya nasmi kim patram.
Another beautiful imagination addressing the Lord. O Deva, jatataha. This stroke also can be interpreted in two ways. We can see both of them. Jatataha means all idiocies, you know, being like a person with an inert mind, jadam, you know, the person is like an inert. So a person who is like that. And pashutaha, who lives an animalistic life, like a pashu, an animal. And kalankitaha, a person who has lot of sins, blemishes, so many problems. And kutila charatvancha. Kutila charatva means the one which goes, you know, with a crooked character. You know, the person is having not a straight character, a crooked person. Conduct is not good. Mayi nasti, I am not such person at all. So I am not a person who is an inert person, a jadam, or like an animal, or like a person with lot of blemishes. I am a pure and good person. I am a devotee of you. Asti yadi, if any of them are with me, if all those things which I mentioned just now are all with me, Rajamavale, O Lord, with the moon as crown, Raja Maule, Mauli, the moon on the crown of your head, Raja Maule, that is, if these shortcomings of mine are like the blemishes in the moon, you are wearing that moon with lot of blemishes, I don't have any of those blemishes, then Bhavat Abharanasya Patram Na Asmi Kim, would I not be suitable as an ornament to you, he is asking, because you are wearing the Chandra, that moon has so much of blemishes. I don't have any of those blemishes. And because I don't have any of those blemishes, would I not become eligible to be the crown on your head? So it's a sarcastic remark he is making. And it also can be seen like this. Jatada means the Lord, he wears the inanimate skin of the tiger. Vyagra charma uttariyam cha vare nyamabhaya pradam. Vyagra charma uttariyam. That's what Vyagra means, the tiger. So he is wearing the skin of the tiger as his cloth. And pashuta means here, the pashu refers to a deer. Deer is supposed to be not a rational animal. Deer is supposed to be always, it will have chanchalam. You know, it is supposed to be vacillating. It is not supposed to be a very rational animal. And kalankitaha again refers to the moon, which is blemish, which is this thing. And kutila charatvancha. Kutila charatvamcha means the one that does not have a straight gait, a serpent, a snake is not supposed to be traveling, not moving straight. It is always going crookedly only. So like a snake, they are all owned by you. So the Lord is having the deer skin, the deer in his hand, and the Lord is having the tiger skin on him, and he is having the moon on his head, and he is having the snake always around him. And all are worn by you as ornaments. These are all your ornaments. Oh Lord, and my misfortune is what? I do not possess any of these qualities at all. I don't possess any of them. Had I had all those qualities, I may perhaps be suitable as your ornament. So this sloka can be taken as Ninda Stuti. I have already explained that what is Ninda Stuti and Stuti Ninda. So as if you are doing Ninda of the Lord, you are praising the Lord. So there is also the story of blemish, as well there is a story of the blemishes in the moon. That also there is a story. Daksha Prajapati, what he had 60 daughters and 27 of them, he got them married to the moon god, Chandra. So he put one condition. And the condition was that the Chandra should love all the 27 with equal love and care. But what Chandra did, he cared for Rohini much more than the others and neglected them also. So on this, what the other girls did, they went to their father and they complained to him, to Daksha. So Daksha immediately cursed Chandra to lose all his kalas and perish. So losing his kalas, Chandra surrendered unto the Lord Shiva with one kala. So the Lord wore the Chandra kala on his head, and by Shiva's grace, Chandra kala started to grow. But Daksha's curse, it cannot also go waste, because Daksha has already cursed. So even though Shiva can give some kind of an antidote, it cannot be removed completely. So it cannot go in vain, because he also has tapas. So the Lord made the kalas grow during the bright fortnight, during Shukla Paksha. And during the dark fortnight, they start. So the waxing and waning of moon that occurred because of this particular story. In addition, Chandra behaved badly with Brihaspati's wife also. That was another problem with Chandra. He behaved badly with Brihaspati's wife. Brihaspati is his guru. So he behaved badly with his wife. And because of that, he is considered a person with a crooked conduct. So the devotee is not telling, I am not any of those people, and because of that, will I not become eligible to be worn as an ornament in your head? So it's again a sarcastic shloka where the devotee is trying to, you know, make himself more worthy of Lord's consideration as an ornament to him. Shloka 70.
Arahasi rahasi swatantra buddhyam. Varivasitum sulabha prasanna murtihi aganita paladayakaha prabhurmem jagadatiko hriti raja shekarosti.
Arahasi rahasyam is secret. Arahasi means without any secret, that means in public, it is not in private or anything. So in public, openly, or in secretively, in secret, swatantra buddhya, and with an independent intellect. Swatantra buddhi, it is not a dependent buddhi, swatantra buddhi, varivasitum sulabaha, you are very, very simple to be worshipped in public or in secret, in private, or with an independent intellect, you can be worshipped very, very easily. And prasanna murtihi, you are always ready to bless, prasanna vadanam you have. So prasadon mukhi murtihi, so you are such a person. And aganita paladayakaha, who can give countless blessings. Aganita. You cannot even, how many you can give? You can give aganita palam, you can give. And Prabhu, who is the Lord, you are the Lord of creation, the sustenance and destruction. You are Prabhu, you are the Lord of all of them. And Jagad Adhikaha, who is beyond the impermanent world, Anitya world. Mahanarayana Upanishad says, Yo Devana Am Pratamam Purastad Vishwadiko Rudro Maharishihi. Vishwadiko both are there as part of Vedam, but here we are taking Vishwadiko. And as the Antaryami Pramanam, there is one Antaryami Pramanam in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Antaryami Pramanam. So Yaha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtanem Sarvebhyo Bhudebhyo Antaraha. So as Antaryami, this Lord, he is supposed to be in all the beings. That's what the Upanishad says. So such a Lord, Rajashekaraha, the Lord with the moon on his head, Rajashekara. Me Hridi Asti, is that such a Lord is always in my heart. So again, the devotee tries to express his devotion as the Lord is the only person who is always in his mind. Shloka 71.
Aruda Bhakti Guna Kunchita Bhava Chapa. Yuktai Shiva Smarana Bana Ganaira Mogaihi Nirjitya Gilbisharipun Vijayi Sudhindraha Sananda Mavahati Sustira Raja Lakshmi.
Aruda Bhakti குண குண குஞ்சித பாவ சாப யுக்தைஹி.
So with the bow string now, well, the bow string of exalted devotion, deep devotion, and the, with the bow of meditation, bhakti bhava. So such a, so with the bow string of devotion and the bow, so the devotion is the bow string and the bow is meditation. Amogaihi shiva smaranam banaganaihi, with so many countless the arrows. What are they? Shiva dhyana. They are the collection of arrows which never get depleted. Amogaihi, which never go in vain also. All the Shiva banas, none of them go waste. With such a bow and arrow of bhakti dhyana, kilbisha rupune. Kilbisha means the sins, all the papas, which are my enemies within. Because in my all my previous janmas and so many papas, sins and all I have accumulated, they are all within. Nirjitya, destroying them, all of them completely, it becomes Sudhindraha. Such a person, after destroying all of them, with bhakti as meditation, as devotion, as the bowstring, and meditation as the arrow, when I exhibited that kind of bhakti, I destroyed all, it destroys all the sins completely, and becomes Sudhindraha, the best among the intellects. Dhi means intellect. Sudhi means good intellect. The Indraha means the best among intellects. Indra, the Indra suffix, when it is added, the Devendraha, Gajendraha. The Indra means the greatest among all the elephants, greatest among Devas. So Devendra and Gajendra, all those things. And Vijayi becomes victorious, ever victorious after winning. Sustira Rajalakshmim Avahati. And for such a person who has, with such devotion, when he comes victorious after destroying all the sins and all the blemishes in him, and for that person, he attains the kingdom of heaven. Sustira Rajalakshmi Mavahati. Rajalakshmi, Rajnyo Lakshmihi. So, Dushta Nigraha, Sishta Paripalana, Rupa Lakshmihi. So, such a Lakshmi. Atava, Sustira Raja Parameshivaham, Tasya Lakshmihi, Sarupa Lakshmihi. People can interpret so many ways. So, Acharya writes both ways. So, that particular day, he gets that benefit. He attains that stable kingdom, Sustira, the stable kingdom of that Lakshmi, that Param, and Lord blessed with all the niceties. So the bow is considered here as the meditation on Shiva, the bow string, the bhakti, the arrows are Shiva smaranam, remembrance of the Leela vibhutis of the Lord, the various Leelas of the Lord, and they are the arrows, and the enemies are the sins for the devotee, and victory is mukti or liberation, moksha samrajya. So there is a similar bow kalpana elsewhere also in Mundaka Upanishad. There is another, because why I give the quotations from the Upanishads and all, even though this is a bhakti literature, the concepts, many of them are brought from the Upanishads. They are all Vedanta Vakyas, Upanishads. So many of them are brought from there also. Acharya has all those things in mind when he writes these shlokas. So Danur Grihit Upanishadam Mahastram Sharam Hyupasa Hyupasa Nishitam Satvayita Ayamya tad bhava gatena chetasa lakshyam tadevaksharam somya vidhi. That is what Muntaka Upanishad says. So the maha astra of the Upanishads, namely the bow of Omkara, pranava, as the bow, fixing on it, what you want to fix on that pranava, that bow, the arrow of your jiva. Fix it, that jiva is what is done to that, sharpened by meditation, that arrow. And pulling the string with the mind focused on Brahma, Brahma Bhava, and hit the target of Akshara Brahma. So that is what a person, that is what Upanishad says. With such a bhakti, a person gains Brahma Padavi. Pranavo Danuhu Sharohyatma Brahma Tallakshya Muchyatem Apramatena Vedhavyam Sharavat Tanmayo Bhavet. Sharavat Tanmayo Bhavet. So the pranava is, Omkara is the bow. Atma means not Satchidananda Atma here, the Atma Antakaranam, that is the arrow. So Brahman is the intellect, and the aim should be without any distraction, should be focused completely. Then one will reach the stage of oneness with the Lord, with Brahman, as the arrow hits the target, it becomes one. So that is how the person will reach Brahman. So that is what Upanishad says. So these all these shlokas, they allude to such Upanishad Vakyas.
This one more shloka, if I can finish today. Maybe I will leave.
I will leave it at this now, sir, 9:30. So we will conclude now with the Shloka 71. We will take up Shloka 72 in the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swara Prakto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Namastu Narayana.